Eisner was able to force Roy Disney off the board in November 2003, but that didn't end the turmoil. Disney released a scathing open letter. "The company has lost its focus, its creative energy, and its heritage," he wrote. His litany of Eisner's alleged failings included not building a constructive relationship with Pixar. By this point, Jobs had decided that he no longer wanted to work with Eisner. So in January 2004, he publicly announced that he was cutting off negotiations with Disney. Jobs was usually disciplined in not making public the strong opinions that he shared with friends around his Palo Alto kitchen table, but this time he did not hold back. In a conference call with reporters, he said that while Pixar was producing hits, Disney Animation was making embarrassing duds. He scoffed at Eisner's notion that Disney made any creative contribution to the Pixar films. "The truth is, there has been little creative collaboration with Disney for years. You can compare the creative quality of our films with the creative quality of Disney's last three films and judge each company's creative ability yourselves." In addition to building a better creative team, Jobs had pulled off the remarkable feat of building a brand that was now as big a draw for moviegoers as Disney's. "We think the Pixar brand is now the most powerful and trusted brand in animation." When Jobs called to give him a heads up, Roy Disney replied, "When the Wicked Witch is dead, we'll be together again."